Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israel's war on Gaza is in its 200th day, and the Palestinians have seen no end to the unrelenting attacks carried out by Israeli forces. At least 34,183 Palestinians have been killed since October the 7th, the majority of them women and children. The onslaught has sparked global outrage, and Israel has been accused of committing genocide and human rights abuses. Protests over the war in Gaza have taken hold at several US universities. Police have already made dozens of arrests at Yale and broken up an encampment at New York University, while Columbia University cancelled in-person classes. An Israeli drone strike has killed at least one person in southern Lebanon. It hit a vehicle in the town of Adlun, about 50 kilometres from Beirut. The Israeli army says the target was a member of Hezbollah. The Lebanese armed group launched an attack in response. Well, the cross-border fighting between Israel and Lebanese group Hezbollah has been growing in intensity. It's displaced tens of thousands of people on both sides of the border and left a trail of damage. A Palestinian human rights organisation is taking the UK government to court in London over its arms exports to Israel. Lawyers for Al-Haq are accusing Israel of violating international law in Gaza. At least five people, including a child, have died while trying to cross the English Channel from France to the UK. The boat they were on had been carrying more than 100 would-be refugees and migrants. This happened just hours after the UK Parliament passed a controversial plan to process migrants and refugees offshore in Rwanda. The US Senate is set to vote on a bill that could lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned video app TikTok in the United States. The draft law was passed by the House of Representatives in March. It's part of a bigger package of measures which includes aid for Ukraine and other US allies. Well, thousands of indigenous people have gathered in the Brazilian capital for a five-day protest defending their land and cultural rights. It's against what they say is President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's unfulfilled promises to create reserves and expel land grabbers from their territories. The latest round of UN negotiations on a treaty to control plastic production is underway in Canada. Campaigners say plastic is choking our planet and are calling for a worldwide ban on all single-use items such as straws, cups, bottles and bags. But the petrochemical industry and oil and gas exporters are pushing back.
Coming up on The Take, why do pro-Palestinian voices on U.S. college campuses feel they're being silenced? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.